Wait for the Glory by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Romans 8:18. 3 years ago this month, my grandmother fell while walking outside in rubber boots. She hit her head and never woke back up. It was a very traumatic time for my family, as my grandmother was my grandfather's caretaker during his last years of fragile health, complete with an oxygen tank and dementia. It was a confusing time for him, suddenly being without his wife of 60 plus years. It was also an incredibly hard time for my father, who found them both outside when he came to their house for his routine evening meal delivery. Over the next few months, as my family and extended family dealt with funeral arrangements for her and with my grandfather's rapidly declining condition, I kept coming back to Romans 8:18. When the circumstances felt bleak, I looked to Romans 8:18. When it all seemed so unfair, I focused on Romans 8:18. When my heart broke watching my grandfather's physical and emotional pain, I clung to Romans 8:18. The Holy Spirit used His living word to remind me that this life isn't all there is. That as much as my grandfather suffered in the 4 months he lived after my grandmother's passing, it would all be over in a blink, and he would be so gloriously, fully, perfectly alive and happy. Redemption was coming. If you're in a hard season today, remember, this isn't it. If you're a follower of Christ and a born-again believer, this life isn't all there is for you. The sufferings of this time aren't even worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed. One day, as Christians, we'll have perfect bodies, perfect health, and even better than that, we'll be in perfect communion with God. No more shame, guilt, or struggle over sin. No more failing health, painful memories, heartaches, or death. We will be as we were once meant to be. And when that time comes, all of this will fade like a shadow in the light of the glory of God. I marked this verse in Romans in my Bible and pressed a rose petal for my grandmother's funeral in the pages. Every time I come across it, I smile. Each year, the smile grows more sweet and less bittersweet because it's living proof and tangible evidence of the promises of God. We can trust His word even when it's hard, even when it hurts, and even when it feels like there is no end in sight. My dear friend is currently grieving the loss of a family pet who was like a family member for them. Another friend is grieving the decisions of a wayward daughter. Yet another is dealing with major health battles, and still another is walking through an unwanted divorce, much like I did some 8 years ago. Yet, in all these things, God's word stands. This world doesn't have the final say, my friend. So wait for it. Wait for the future glory. Wait with eager expectation. Wait with hope. Wait with endurance. It will be worth it. God said so.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.